We promised you Mike McAfee from Visit Bloomington. We promised you Jordan Davis from the Chocolate Moose. Well, it's all coming together. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Doing well. I didn't. Mike's also, buddy. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, where's McAfee? Are you here, McAfee? Are you still here? Are you here?
I'm here.
See, we should have brought you into the studio as well. We could have just had an afternoon and had a whole shindig. But you're working for a living, so we gotta let you.
In my car, man.
That's usually me. It's nice to hear someone else does it too.
That's exactly right. It's an exciting time. The forecast I just gave before both of you popped in Monday. Right now is 74 and mostly sunny with a passing cloud or two. That is a big, big deal with the big event we have coming up on Monday. What has been the response on your website? What has been the response? Do people still call the office, Mike? How is Visit Bloomington handling all the requests here as we lead up to the Great North American Solar Eclipse on Monday?
Oh, yes. We're getting calls. It's nonstop. Just people coming in and picking up Eclipse glasses. We're giving those away at the visitor center. If anybody wants to come by and get some free glasses, a couple pair of those, we're happy to give those to you at 2855 North Walnut Street. But yes, we're getting calls from people from all over the country asking about hotel availability and where to go watch it and how to buy tickets for Mel Monet and Captain Kirk and just all kinds of things. It's great. It's probably the most interest we've ever had in an event in my 17 years at Visit Bloomington. It's super exciting. I'm nervous about it, but just in a real positive, good way. Because whatever happens, it's gonna be great.
Are you an Indiana guy, McAfee? Are you born and raised here?
I was born and raised in Illinois.
Well, close enough.
Midwest.
So this is like perhaps, are we going to be like Speedway on race weekend? Is that what it's going to be like here?
Yeah, that is kind of what I try to compare it to. I'm getting a lot of calls from media asking me what we compare this to here in Bloomington. And I said, really, there's nothing like it. I know you remember a few years ago, Glasgow Drum Corps International came
down. Oh, yeah.
Probably, that might be the biggest event in my 17 years. There were about 80,000 people all together, and I keep comparing it to hosting, three or four big Ten home football games at the same time is what I keep comparing this to, anywhere from 100 to 250,000 people, depending on the weather, is what we're going to get.
And the other point that's interesting is, for a football game, we know everybody's going to hang out. Everybody's going to go to the football stadium or the fields or everything around there. Let's remind people as well, IU has put out today, your cars need to be out of the athletic lots by Friday at 6 p.m. or they're going to tow you. They're not going to wait because of all the things they have going on over there. So we'll remind people of that. But for the eclipse, you just have to look up. And it seems like anybody that has a piece of grass or a parcel of land right now has camping, a festival, tickets for sale. I've never seen anything like this.
Yes, it's remarkable. We have over 44 eclipse-related events on our digital calendar events, and over 20 of those are happening on April the 8th itself, all the way from Ellettsville to Lake Lemon to Monroe Lake down to the Starlight Drive-In and the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Just incredible. The community's really done a good job. The event organizers, by chance, a lot of it, they're spread out very nicely around the community, so that if we are, if it's sunny and the skies are clear, I truly expect us to have 200,000 plus people in the Monroe County area watching it. Obviously, but the thing is, I'm seeing clouds in the weather forecast all the way from Buffalo to southern Arkansas. So, we're getting the people no matter what. We're just right in the middle of America and college destination that we are. But it's pretty incredible. We've got things spread out well, and I think people are going to have a good time getting around. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you mentioned, I was going to say, that guy at the meeting yesterday was like, the weather doesn't sound great, but it's not terrible. But to find somewhere that has better weather, you have to drive to Syracuse, New York. So a lot of people aren't going to do that. They're going to roll the dice. They're going to come to Bloomington with all the great festivities
going on. So it's
going to
be packed, but it'll be more packed if the forecast holds up.
If it clears out a little bit, it's going to get more packed, absolutely.
Mike, let me ask you this question, because now you're an expert on this, and Mike McAfee is our guest from Visit Bloomington. We talk about traffic and we talk about this, that, and everything else. Do you feel that the traffic, people are going to be coming up to the last 3:04 p.m., or is the traffic going to be in the weekend where everybody's going to get here and set up shop? We have no way of knowing. I just want your gut feeling and what maybe you've heard from some other people who have gone through these things. I know you talk to groups around the country.
Well, I can tell you that we have hotel availability Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. There's more available on Friday and Saturday, obviously. So we're close to being at capacity on Sunday and Monday night. But everything that I'm hearing, and we've done a lot of research, a lot of talking to community. We've done a lot of talking with Columbia, Missouri, home of University of Missouri, and Carbondale, Illinois, where Southern Illinois University is. And their big thing was, yes, by when it's over, people are going to want to leave town, and people need to plan ahead. If, for instance, I keep using this example. If you're driving over from Cincinnati, which can take you, you know, around 3 hours, and so if you want to go to the Hoosier Cosmic Celebration at the stadium that starts at 1, and say you wanted to leave at 9 and get there at noon, be there an hour early, you better leave at 5 or 6 and give yourself 3 extra hours just in case. But what we're hearing is that what will happen is if they're on their way and, you know, say they only make it to, 446 on the east side of town, they're just going to pull over. They're going to pull over either right on the side of the road or in the first lot that they see, or say they're on I-69. Maybe the worst thing of all is that they'll just pull over on the shoulder of 69 and there's, you know, wall-to-wall traffic out there. And what if an emergency vehicle does need to get through there for some reason? And also you've got a bunch of people that might still be driving and trying to look up at the sky at the same time. So that's our big thing is we know the traffic. We know the people are coming. We know, you know, we're going to get that positive economic impact and lots of visitors in town. Our thing is we want everybody to have a positive experience. So make a plan. Give yourself extra time. Be patient with everybody else around you. And this is not going to happen again in most people's lifetimes, and certainly not in the way this one's going to happen. So that's what we're talking about.
Mike McAfee is our guest. Visit Bloomington.com. He left that out there, but I'll throw it in. If you need anything and everything that's going on for the weekend, make sure you start there and figure it all out. The one thing, Jordan, I cannot wrap my head around, and McAfee just painted a great picture of it, is I'm driving up the interstate, whatever number, it doesn't matter, 37, 69, 44, whatever. But where am I going to? Because it's there.
Yeah.
I don't have to arrive to see the stage or the opening. It's there. I'm driving, but where am I going? Why am I going somewhere? Why can't I just stop and look up? That's what Bloomington does. It draws people in because it's a cool place to be. We've got so many things happening.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be set up slinging ice cream at the Arboretum on campus, Dunn Meadow. There's obviously everything at Memorial Stadium, down at Switchyard Park, Fowler Pumpkin Patch, you name it. But yeah, that's definitely the cause for concern, is people not planning ahead, getting there early, and then being like, well, I'm just going to pull over here and going to watch the eclipse at a gas station.
Yeah, here, procrastinators left lane, people with plans right lane, and let's just make it all work. All right, Mike, when do things get started proper? We know in the NCAA tournament we've got the play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's all fine, but we all know the NCAA tournament kicks off on a Thursday. When does this celebration get started? When do you see your calendar really get heating up?
There are things starting on Friday. Well, I mean, we already have had some eclipse-related events going on, a lot of educational-type things. But Friday, there's things starting to happen at Switchyard Park with different family activities. So all the way through the weekend, whether you want to, you know, get out on campus somewhere and things like that. But they're doing all kinds of scientific activities for children and families all through the weekend. But music festival stuff starting at Switchyard Park on Saturday and other things like that all through the community.
And in a good way, a lot of the stuff that's going on is free. And now if you want to have a food truck, Jordan, you know you're going to have to pay to eat food. That shouldn't surprise anybody in this day and age. But not, you know, if you're doing stuff at a public park or where you're not entering, when you're not entering a stadium, all that stuff is going to be pretty much free, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All the stuff at Switchyard Park is free. You know, if you just want to go watch it at without camping overnight at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, things like that, they're letting people in for free. The Starlight Drive-In can go there and watch it for free and things like that. So lots of free activities.
Visit Bloomington.com. Mike McAfee will help you out with all that. All right, Jordan's been asking the question on Facebook all day long. The magic question is what?
What? Where are you going to watch the eclipse?
All right, McAfee, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to be working. I got some media that I'm going to be towing around and letting them get their shots and stories and things. I mean, this is prime work time for Visit Bloomington. So if I had to choose, I mean, obviously, I'd love to see William Shatner. I don't think there's going to be a cooler experience than seeing it at the Hoosier Cosmic Celebration at the stadium. But I'd love to be at Switchyard Park, too. I just love the park, and I'd like to see that Pink Floyd cover band. I think Dark Side of the Moon right into the eclipse would be something I'll never forget. So.
Well, that's excellent. The one thing I would have is anybody going to have like a live drone shot cruising around like downtown? And I don't know how drones work. I don't know if you need a license or a pilot for one of those. But I would watch the feed of the drone like cruising around from like 1:30 to 4:30 just to see people piled up on Lake Lemon or down at Fairfax or wherever. But I don't know how that works.
Right. I might have to order one on Amazon, see how quick it can get here.
I haven't heard of one, but I'm certain that's got to be going on. That's a great question. I might try to look into that in the next couple of days. I know a few people with drones.
Yeah, I know Jeff McKim's a big guy that does it for the county and things like that. So if you run into that, will you shoot me an email? Because I'd love to pass it along to our listeners. Because I know, and again, a lot of people I've talked to here locally are like, okay, well, I'm just going to kind of stay around my house. We're going to have a cookout in the neighborhood, or our friends are going to get together, or you have kids. We're going to take a bunch of kids. If there's gridlock traffic, you don't want to be in traffic and get out for 5 minutes and say, it's dark. Now it's right. So there are options. Please plan ahead. Go to visitbloomington.com and do all of that. If you get bored on Monday, call me. I'll be on the air, and I'll love to hear where you're at and what you're doing.
Okay. Do it. Thank you.